Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Welcome, welcome all to Testimony Tuesdays with Mike and Sue. I'm one of your hosts, Mike Malley. I'm in the Atlanta area, been with Beamer for over 4 years and love it, as all Beamer users do. And I'm happy to co-host today with Sue Barrington. Sue's out in Pullman, Washington. And in just a minute, I'll introduce Sue so she can share some information with you too. We want to welcome everyone to the call and ask you to share your brief, compliant, personal testimony on how using the Beamer has changed your life. All you have to do is press 1 to get into the queue, and we can open your line so you can share if you have a question or you want to say how Beamer's helped you. We'd love to hear from you. And remember that compliant means no mention of disease names, no mention of drug names or the use of the word like pain, cured, treatment. And please do not give your own personal protocol or usage tips, because there are no protocols with Beamer, only the Beamer basic plan. Please keep it simple and brief, mentioning the symptoms you were experiencing and how they may have been minimized or they're gone. And if you're an athlete, tell us how it's improved your performance and recovery. Well, let me introduce Sue Barrington. And Sue, we'd love to hear from you and have you share how long you've had your Beamer, how it's helped you. You're a group leader out in the Pullman, Washington area in the Great Northwest. And I'm very happy to be co-hosting with you.
Thank you, Mike. Yes, I love Beamer just like everybody else that uses Beamer. I have been just a little over 5 years been using the Beamer, and I became a distributor quite by, well, I guess kind of accident when my friend heard my passion and hope for possibilities of getting better after suffering basically for 4 years, and she wanted to buy one. And who knew it was going to be my purpose-driven life in addition to being a wife and a mother. But so I'm 59 years old, or young, I should say. And 9 years ago, my brother had passed away out of the blue, completely out of the blue, of a heart attack, perfectly healthy, so we thought, and he did too. But that sent me into a very deep, emotional, troubled state. And literally, I'm a super active, fit person. The endorphins are my drug of choice. And shortly after he passed away, I suffered a series of debilitating injuries, literally no lie, one after the other. My worst to my knee. I also had consistent head discomfort on the right side of my head for over 2 years. Went to physical therapy for 2 years for all my different injuries. Seeking healers, I went to some really bizarre type things even just to try to find answers and get better. And 4 years later, and thousands and thousands of dollars later, the other device I had purchased, which was a high-powered PEMF device, was talking about Beamer on their support show, leading the way with over a million users, but ours is better. So that perked my ears up, and my acupuncturist asked if it was a Beamer, and I went and Googled Beamer, drove to a stranger's house an hour and a half away, And the rest is history. In 2 weeks, my emotional state was lifting. I wasn't quite so sad every day, crying every day. I noticed at the gym that my pathetic workout I was able to do, I was able to do it again the next day. And then slowly but surely, different injuries started to dissipate, along with some other, you know, I had some other therapy for my knee, which was all holistic and amazing. And I'm back to doing one-legged squats, pretty much do everything that I used to do. And I'm 9 years older than I was when I did it before. So it's been pretty amazing in my life.
Well, that's amazing testimony. And so many of us have amazing testimonies. And we're certainly appreciate you sharing that with us. If anyone else wants to share, please press one. And we'd love to hear your question or, you know, no testimony is too small. If you have a little more energy, if you feel better, whatever your testimony is, this is the purpose of this show, is to share with each other how the Beamers helped us. I'll give you just a little bit about my story. I had just had knee replacement surgery prior to my getting the Beamer, and my foot was swollen, and that really bothered me because a month later, to have a swollen foot is not good. And I called my orthopedic surgeon, and they said, well, it'll eventually go away. Well, I had just gotten my Beamer. I did a Beamer session. I wrapped my foot. And the next morning, there was no more swelling. It had completely gone. And that told me that I was getting blood flow to that foot, reducing the inflammation. I'm in my 70s. I use the Beamer and have for twice a day for 4 years. I just feel good every day. I know I have more energy. And Sue, as we've spoken and said so many times and have so many other friends who have Beamers, you know, the sense of well-being, the good feeling because of blood flow and getting oxygen and nutrients into our system just benefit us daily. There's no
true.
Doubt about that.
That is so true. And I just got done with a four-day horse event. Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, we'd love to hear someone. We're waiting for our first testimony. Go ahead, Sue.
Yep, we're filling in the space. But we can do it because we have so much to say, right? But we do want you to call in. We have 32 callers on the line, and we would love nothing more than to be able to not talk all the time. But I was going to say, while we wait for a courageous soul, that I just got back from a four-day horse event, and it's really amazing because, I don't know, horse people are just seem more in tune with their body or with, I mean, it would make sense, honestly, but between horses and the humans, pretty much everyone had an experience, literally. Their neck felt better or they, you know, just general wellness like you were saying. And I've even had some of them get back to me, email me or text me saying, I'm still feeling good. My horse still feels good. Some of those were a couple days, you know, before, but we all know, I mean, it does seem to, when people randomly do Beamer, it seems like I tell them after 3 days, you'll turn back into a pumpkin because basically it seems to kind of last 3 days. I feel like it lingers on people normally. And you find that too, that people say, hey, I felt different for 3 days or a little better.
Yep. Yep. And sometimes a few days longer, but we know that it lasts a short while. And that's why we certainly want to have people experience it daily. Share with us just briefly while we're waiting for someone to press one and get into the queue and share with us.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us how you got into helping people with their horses.
I'll tell you. I love telling that story because I had a bad experience with a horse when I was 5 and I was terrified of them. Even through my adult life, even though I have been on them before, like for little, trail rides or whatever. But I had a client. I always research my people. I find them on Google or LinkedIn or Facebook because I want to know about them a little bit and remember their name. And she had been coming into my little place I have, and she had amazing results with her knee. And she invited me to a weekly barrel race. And so I went down there, and I introduced myself, and we ended up doing some sessions on some people and then some, well, her horses I did. And they had great results. But anyway, long story short, I introduced myself to a big trainer, and then the rest is history. That was 4 years ago. And I literally, people say, like, what was your biggest obstacle? And honestly, this is the truth. My biggest obstacle was I had a fear of horses. But do you know what? When I went to that, I even was psyching myself up. It was an hour drive. I'm like, okay, I can do this. I can do this. And when I went there, even before I had a Beamer on any horse, they sensed my calmness. I was calmer around them because I have Beamer blood going through my system for 2 years by the time I did that. And I truly believe, yeah, I truly believe that they sensed my calmness because they react to us, obviously. And they're still big, and you got to respect them for sure. But anyway, that's how I got into it. And I've been in it for 4 years, like heavily into it. And I, you know, I research a lot. My husband's a veterinarian. He doesn't do large, you know, horses. He's just large animal. And we raise sheep, so I'm, you know, kind of a little bit more comfortable maybe than a city slicker, but I was a city slicker, so it can be done. And I just led with my heart. I'm a Beamer expert. I never faked that I am a horse expert. I didn't throw information out there until, you know, they asked or something. Or I did often say I grew up on a golf course, you know. But I know Beamer, and I made sure I knew Beamer, and I, you know, I've learned a lot about horses, and I love being around them. I highly recommend it.
I grew up in Texas, and I'm not a horse person because I grew up in the city also. People say, well, you're from Texas, you must have horses. Well, I was never been around horses, but I love horses. Who doesn't love horses? And the times I bought a horse Beamer, and I don't use it much, but I aspire to be a horse Beamer person. So that's my next thing. You know, we're going to issue a challenge, Sue. We're going to issue a challenge for someone on the call to press one, because you're going to be special. We need a door prize. That's what we need.
Say, yeah, I know.
Press one, get into the queue, and share your story. Go ahead, Sue.
Yeah, because we have 41 callers now, and we have no one that's pressed one. Certainly there's someone out there. The smallest test. Oh, good, we did it.
It worked. Someone. We have several. Well, let's go to...
Yeah,
let's
with
go
our prize,
to,
though.
Area code 818-540. You are live on Block Talk, and thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. Good morning. Hope you're well.
Good morning.
This is Diane from Westlake Village, California, and I first got the Beamer in November 18, and before I got the Beamer, I was in severe discomfort with my left knee, and it was very difficult to do my daily tasks, you know, up and downstairs. Be on my feet all day, cooking, whatever. And as soon as I got the Beamer, I noticed a difference. The first day, I noticed that I was less stressed. I had a trip to go across town scheduled, and usually it's very stressful with traffic. And when I arrived there, I noticed how calm I was, where normally I would be rushed or stressed from trying to get there on time. And then just 3 days later, my knee discomfort completely went away. I mean, it was like a miracle. I was able to run up and down the stairs and bend down and lift my knee to get out of the shower. I mean, you know, it's just amazing. And it was a blessing that I have it in my life. And since then, I've had some other injuries, like a sprained ankle. And that's another story in itself. But pad on it, and overnight, the bump was gone. And I was not limping in just one day. And, you know, besides helping myself, I got the greatest joy and pleasure of helping other people and seeing them flourish, get better, you know, stay alive. You know, just there's so many people that have been helped by this, and that's one thing that's my mission is to not only help myself be the best I can be, but share my love and good energy and knowledge with other people. And that makes me feel better. So that's my testimony.
That's wonderful, Diane. Tell me again, how many sessions do you think you had before your knee was better? Was it immediate?
It was 3 days. It took 3 days, and that's it. So I did 2 sessions a day, so probably like 6 sessions.
You know, that's interesting because I beamered a gentleman this morning who had terrible discomfort in his left knee, and he got up and he said, "Well, I don't know if I feel better or not." And we say, you know, the beamer is not an impact product, but some people do feel better getting up off the beamer. But we do want our friends and beamer users to have several sessions. And I think you're a testimony to that. The more 3, 4, 5, if they can do it for a week or two, you know, they're going to have some relief. We know that because when you get blood flow to any particular acute injury, it's going to help. Sue, do you have anything to add? And thank you, Diane. That's a beautiful testimony.
You're welcome.
Yes. Yes, thank you very much, Diane. That was excellent. I've seen both. You're right. I've seen where it takes quite a bit of time. I mean, I had a massive knee injury, and with some additional therapy, it was well over 10 months, and I had 4 years of atrophy and all my muscles also, so that took longer. But there are people, I also have beamered, and one session, their knee was better, and it blew me away. Same with a young girl who never slept through the night. One session, can't tell another testimony, but yeah, they didn't, yeah. But it is meant to be used optimally for, you know, optimal health, twice a day, like brushing your teeth. And I'll just say real quickly, because we have people on the hold, but I heard a dentist once call it the dental floss for cardiovascular health.
That's good. That's very good. Well, let's go to our next caller, and this is area code 386-238. You are live on Blog Talk. Welcome.
Hi, this is Wanda over in Daytona Beach, and I went to one of the best Beamer Saturdays over in Clearwater this weekend. My husband and I went, and he himself said it was probably one of the best events that we had been to. And what really is important is the testimonials. My testimonial is that I had the condition that there's all they do is give you drugs. They say they don't know what causes it in your head. I had that probably for 50 years. And what we've been told is allow 1 month for every year that you've had the condition. I'm thinking, yeah, now this is going to be about 5 years before I no longer have that condition. But month after month after month, it improved to now I could get away without any medication whatsoever. You know, 1/10 of a dose of what I used to take will knock it right out. And that's my testimony. I just want to get things going this morning because I know everybody's got a testimony and everyone's important. We need to hear them.
Well, thank you, Wanda. You're right. Every testimony is important. Press 1 if you'd like to share with us yours. And Sue, we have another caller. Let's go to area code 515-205. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hi there, Steve from Iowa. How are you guys today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, I was just it must be knee Tuesday, I guess. I don't know. I got to tell you, and I've was told at one point that I didn't have any more juice in my knees, and I guess that their term they used was bone on bone, I guess. And considering doing something with a double knee replacement, and then a God thing, ran into a whole high school friend of mine, and I was gimping around, and he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Tell him what's going on." I ended up doing some Beamer sessions, and it took a bit, and I've been now using it for 3 years, but they still look at my knees and tell me the situation that I'm in. But the other day I was in there and I just decided I was going to stop listening to them. And I started doing like 20 jumping jacks right in front of my doctor. And he goes, well, what are you doing? I said, I'm just showing you. I don't care what the x-ray shows. I'm telling you what I can do. And I got to tell you, that's all about Beamer. And I did have, one time I did have some issues with an ankle of mine. And I remember the physical therapy after the fact, the physical therapy of freezing my foot in ice water for like 5 minutes every time, to the point you can't feel anything. I remember getting my leg or my ankle scraped utilizing this system of moving blood. And that's what they are doing, is scraping and scraping my ankle. And then I just bared it because I figured, you know, this is going to make me feel better. Eventually it did, but boy, would I have loved to had a Beamer at that point, knowing what I went through to get to the point where I was back to bed. All they would do was pulling and by scraping was just drag blood to the area. And I just remember that, just sitting here today, listening to people and go, man, you know, a physical therapy of what it was. And if I had this, no pain to get what you want to accomplish.
Is it safe to say you avoided knee surgery?
Oh, like, absolutely. Double knee surgery.
Wow.
But,
That is amazing.
And for a guy that, you know, you've been through it, and I watched guys when I was in that rehabbing my ankle, I watched guys try to make that first full circle on that bicycle, because, you know, they could only get that movement back and forth. And I watched a gentleman one time just finally, after like 3 weeks, we must have the same time schedule, he finally made the full circle. That was an effort. I'm going, man, I didn't do any shots either. No shot. I guess it was God's thing. High school friend of mine, 19 years, and he introduced me to Beamer. So
tell me your first name again.
Who, what, or what have you, people have issues, and they need help.
Tell me your first name again.
First name is Steve. My last name is G. It's spelled G-E-E.
Well, that's amazing testimony. And think of the number of people that we can help avoid, not just those cortisone shots, not just drugs, but surgeries. You have an amazing testimony. And Sue, that's so common, though, you know, with Beamer, whether it's tennis elbow or discomfort in our knee or joints, the Beamer helps people.
I agree, and even though it's miraculous, you're right, it's uncommon. Like, his story is incredible and wonderful, and I was also headed that way. But it happens more often than not. That's what's crazy. It's miraculous and amazing, but also I'm never shocked.
Believe in blood flow. Believe in what the blood can heal the body itself. Believe in just movement of blood and what it will do, because that's exactly what they do, and they're using to the best of their ability this was quite a few years ago, of what they could do. I believe they were doing the best for me, even though I was in such pain dealing with it. I figured I'll just have, you know, like in the days where you didn't have, you're going to get a tooth pulled. Well, you know, they only had whatever they could do to suit them. A lot of people got their teeth pulled and didn't get anything to help them with the pain. How long did you
take to feel relief?
Oh, well, you know what? I'm one of those guys that it wasn't instant gratification, unfortunately. So I was consistent. Consistency is where it's at. So I was consistent about it. And I'll tell you, I'm going to say 6 months, 7 months. I don't know. I get to the point where, you know, they say to journal it. And believe me, I wish I would have journaled it, because I just kept doing what I needed to do. My wife,
thought I fell off a turnip truck, hit my head, something, when I came home with something like this. And she said, I'm using it. And finally, one morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, I reached over and thought, where's my wife at? I caught her downstairs closet beaming on me. She's a beamer.
I love it, closet beaming.
A closet beamer.
Oh, she was a closet beamer. You ask her today?
I relate to what you're saying because I literally had a $7,000 device, D4 Beamer, and at one point I was going to do $7,500 worth of stem cells on my knee, and I decided, you know what? I bought the Beamer. I had all those that equipment wrapped up because in desperate times you do that, and I didn't tell my husband. I mean, he supports me and loves me, but I knew it was right, so I did it, and it turned out to be amazing, and he loves it too now.
I jumped in with both feet, too, and I think I was at the point of like $7,200, okay, because you got everything. You got all the cords from every country and everything that now thanks to them that they've figured that out and say, we don't need this, we don't need this, and obviously it makes it so much more affordable compared to it. But, you know, you feel it, you understand it, even in your thought process, if you just listen to that, It will work. It works 100% of the time and 100% of the people. But everybody is different. Unlike a horse, right?
Yep. Yep, that's true. And
everybody
is
different
with
a horse also. No, I was going to point that out. It really is, because sometimes they don't show parasympathetic right away. Sometimes, you know, anyway, just thought I'd put that in.
And you got to believe in the process, too. There's a mental thing. Believe it or not, people don't think about it. Mental. It's got to get in your head too, believe it or not.
But once you believe and you see the science, it's pretty easy to accept. Because the body heals itself with the use of the Beamer, and we know that as a fact.
Well it's definitely a paradigm shift in your mind. To understand a little bit and give it an opportunity, because we're in such a world of instant gratification that sometimes it doesn't work that way. So trust the process, trust your blood, believe in the science, understand it, and you're not guinea pigs. It's been over in Europe for years. So if you're on the fence about Beamer, get off the fence. It's the real deal.
That's right. Get off the fence and closet beam.
Exactly. All right, we've got some time for some more testimonies. Press 1, and we want to hear from you. That was a very enthusiastic. Thank you so much, because I think you're a firm believer in the Beamer and what it's done for you. We 100%. Right. We're waiting for another brave soul to hit 1 and get in the queue, and let's hear from, because we have time for a few more testimonies, let's now go to area code 949394. Welcome.
Thank you. My testimony, the first time that I was introduced to Beamer, I questioned it, and I didn't feel much of a noticeable result. I kept on questioning it, but then I gave a try to a second test or treatment, and this time apparently I must have reacted well to the longer, I think it's called, the path. That night, I went to sleep so deep that, being an athlete, I knew that whatever I had questioned, I had passed that test, and my sleeping that deep and profound, especially after some stressful time that I seem to keep on going through, it was it. It was Beamer that had taken me there. Now, every time that I go to sleep with Beamer, I think, oh, I'm just going to do my 8 minutes and then I'm going to do something else. But then I go into a deep sleep again. And 2-3 hours later, I realize, oh, my goodness, I went into a deeper relaxation mode that I greatly appreciated.
You know, that's what's your first name?
Patricia.
Patricia. Thank you, Patricia. You know, you're not the first one on this call to talk about relief from anxiety and relaxation. And isn't it amazing what the Beamer does for that for us?
Absolutely. Especially go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think what it does for our calming down and relaxing, I noticed that right off the bat, and we don't hear that a lot. I know, Sue, you mentioned that, and Patricia, you're mentioning that. And you know, at any age, there's stress in our lives. You know, we have stress from someone earlier talking about driving and traffic. All the stress we're now going through with the health condition in the country. But when we have some relaxation or great sleep, isn't that amazing what the Beamer helps in that department?
Absolutely. I'm still working at sleeping long periods of time. But what I do notice is that when I am with the Beamer, I can sleep 3-4 hours at a time, and I think it will continue to get better. But yes, even those moments that I am sleeping, I'm incredibly grateful, because if it were not in my sleeping pattern, I would not be able to get even that. And indeed, it does bring a lot of calming, kind of like harmony within, synchronizing your body to where it is meant to be. And that comes along with a lot of other things that you feel more at ease with, whatever it is that you're dealing with.
Tricia, you said it so well, and I bet you're not a closet Beamer.
No, I do talk about it, because once you experience it, and I granted that I'm in tune with my body, I know I want it better. I love my life. When I see other people not there, I cannot help but share it from my perspective, as in what I am doing. And it's contagious, because I'm not invasive as to telling them what to do, but I'm telling them what I'm doing and where I have started and how I'm experiencing. And I can only imagine what these people can get to, but it's a matter. I'm very respectful of everybody's pace, granted that it can be frustrating for my end to witness that. But when somebody does not make that connection, I think it's a matter of time. And I believe that pushing them is not a good idea. You can invite them to sessions. You can invite them to talks. And then let it be. I think each one of us makes that divine connection with oneself, or it takes longer. So yes, I'm very grateful that I have it in my life. And of course, I tell a lot of people sometimes, I wonder, am I talking too much about to everybody, not too long, but letting them know. And the prior call, he was talking about, let's see, yes, when you share the experience, it's often that we've been cheated on or lied to. So when you're telling your experience, it may sound like when I was on my first session that they're exaggerating or that they're lying. So I think it's a matter of how you tell your story and let it linger. And I think when you don't push it, that they will have made, whether today or in the future, the connection to what I was saying. And then they look at you, how well you are, how calm and peaceful you are. And they want that that you have, that they may not be able to get it yet, or they're still in that questioning mode, whether unconscious or consciously. I can only wish them well, because it feels as if I am helping me in the past, not necessarily in this life, but if I was in their character some time ago in my evolving process, it's so healing to at least give them the path, and I just hope that eventually they see it.
And we're all different, aren't we?
Absolutely. That's what makes it even more interesting and allows you to learn to be not only patient with others, but also with your own self, which is the hardest lesson to accomplish.
Well, Patricia, that's a beautiful testimony. Thank you for sharing. And, you know, getting great sleep, getting relaxation and a calmness in our lives, that's something we all wish for. And we thank you for sharing today.
Absolutely. I think athletes make a quickest connection because you have experienced the power of your body. That's my personal experience. Thank you for the opportunity, and thank you for putting this radio, because sometimes I'm like, I'm hungry to hear from other people. Yes, so thank you.
You're very welcome. Let's go to our next caller, which is area code 850508. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hey, my name is Susan. I'm up in North Florida, and I'm fairly new. I got my Beamer the end of August. And when y'all started talking
Welcome,
about sleep,
Susan.
I wanted to tag on about that, because Beebody, my husband and I have now worked our way up in using it to where we're rotating every other night. He's got it one night, I got it the next. And he'll tell you, if I don't get sleep, I'm not good to be around. Nobody likes to be around me. And I, from day one using that thing, I have slept so well. It's crazy. And I'm older. Generally, you don't sleep that long when you're older. Plus, you're up during the night some. Okay, so I'm still up during the night some because I'm really pushing the water, you know, with Beamer. But I go right back to sleep. No hesitation. And such a deep, wonderful sleep. And I just gently wake up, and I'll look over at the Beamer, and it might have 10 minutes left on it. It is just really, really neat. And folks that haven't tried to incorporate it in their own usage, they really need to.
How long did you start sleeping on it, after 6 weeks or right away?
After 6 weeks, because the lady that introduced Beamer to me was my neighbor. So I started off using her Beamer, going down to her house every day. So I was already, you know, up to level 6. And so when I got my own, then we were on the B-pad, you know, one night a week, then two nights a week, then three,
yeah.
You know, working our way up. And it was smooth.
Yeah. And
I had no problems with it. And I
tell
you a funny thing. I feel like I get an effect from it even when my husband is sleeping on it, because it's right next to me. So
yeah.
I'm just as happy for him to be on it as me, because I know I'm going to sleep good.
That I'm sure that's true, because you're right there next to the
yes.
Beamer. And
yeah.
You're both
so
benefiting
it's great.
From it. It always surprises me when I talk to people who, I've had my Beamer 2 years, and they're not sleeping on their Beamer. I've been sleeping on mine for 3 years. Somebody described it the other day perfectly when they said, it's like a 4-year-old with a teddy bear.
Oh,
isn't that a great analogy?
That is. You know, people may think, it's kind of a hassle to use. You know, I slide mine under the fitted sheets. But it just takes 60 seconds to do that and set it up. It's not a big deal.
I know. I know. And I think you're a great testimony to probably have people on this call who's going to start sleeping on the Beamer because it is amazing. Sue, you want to add anything to what Susan said?
Yes. No, I tell people that sleep is so magical to me now, and I used to dread it, that I enjoy sleep as much as I enjoy daytime. You have such vivid dreams. I get up to go to the bathroom every night. I know I do still, but I get up, go to the bathroom, hit the pillow, and I'm out again.
Right,
and
that's okay because your kidneys are working.
Yeah. Yes. No, I usually used to get up a lot more frequently than that because I can't remember what I was going to say, but anyway, it is amazing. It truly is.
Yeah, people really do need to try it because sleep is restorative. Our body needs that time for our cells to regenerate, to do healing, to let the Beamer do its work. If you don't have it, you're
That's
not getting
right.
the full health benefits.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I just remembered, the other thing is a couple years ago I had a stressful situation where even though my Beamer kept me calm, I literally slept 2 hours, two nights in a row because I didn't know how to remedy the situation. And even with that, I never felt tired during the day anytime during that period, which was amazing to me.
That is amazing. Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
well, anyway,
sleep,
I just wanted to jump on since y'all talked about sleep. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Susan. We've got time. If anybody else on this call has had good sleep results, chime in and just tell us in the next minute or two how it's helped you with your sleep. Because we do talk about that, but maybe not enough. Because, you know, the restorative, like Susan was saying, the healing power and the restorative sleep that we have and getting enough of it is truly amazing. And the Beamer, that's one of our international patents, is the sleep program. And let's go to area code 707-481 and share with us. Welcome to Beamer.
Hi, my name is Mary. I'm in Napa Valley, and I listen to you guys as often as I can. And when I started back in March of 2019, I had absolutely no idea how sleep deprived I was. I'd moved a business, having been in one place for over 40 years, and was the sole supporter of a family of three. Anyway, it was quite an experience. And when I first did it, I actually did it for my four-legged friend, as one of my employees had hers for, I don't know, 13 years. And she had me on it a few times, never felt a thing. But the very first night, having done the 8 minutes and then the 8 minutes and various other issues that I had going on in my body and my four-legged friend, the very next morning, I had two eye-opening experiences. One was how detoxifying it was in my system. It was, I almost could be gross here, but I won't. But I think you know what I mean. And then the other was I had slept a full 8 hours, and I hadn't done that in many years. I was one of these people who would keep a note tablet by my bed and in the middle of the night reach over and just scribble something that I couldn't forget to do the next day. And I'll tell you, mind clearing, I mean, this is after one day of doing it. So that was profound. When the sleep program started, oh, my God, I can't go without my Beamer. It travels absolutely everywhere with me. And Technicolor Dreams, it is so much fun. I seriously look forward to going to bed every night. And I do notice a difference if for some reason I fall, because quite often I put, you know, my 8 minutes before I go to bed on, because it's under my pad, and I forget to do the sleep program. But I do notice the difference, although the dreams are still there, but it's just not quite as pleasant. So anyway, I love my Beamer. I share it with absolutely everybody. And I think someone mentioned the B-Sit. Totally, yes. I have driven many, many times from Napa Valley down to La Jolla solely by myself.
Mary,
my partner,
we're about to end the program, but thank you so much. That was delightful.
Hey,
Sue, thank
no
you for co-hosting.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Mike.
And tune in next Tuesday. We'd love to have you here on Testimony Tuesdays.
Yes. Have a good day, everybody.